This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, on FM, satellite, and online at npr.org. I'm Allison Stewart.
And next week, we add smoke signals. Going to be amazing. I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up near, far, wherever you are, you need to stick around because we are going to talk about Celine Dion in a way that you never thought you wanted to hear it discussed. But you're going to like it. First, though, let's hear today's top stories with Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everybody. CIA Director Michael Hayden will speak to House lawmakers behind closed doors today about secret CIA videotapes. They apparently showed harsh interrogations of terror suspects in 2002. The tapes were destroyed in 2005. Hayden says he'll do his best but can't answer all lawmakers' questions.
Taping was done under Director Tenet and destroyed under Director Goss. It was before my time. There are other people in the agency who know about this far better than I, and I've committed them to come on down and answer all the questions that the committee might have.
Hayden has said Congress was briefed on the interrogation techniques, such as controlled drownings, but some lawmakers dispute this, saying when they were told and what they were told was not clear. Republican candidates won two special elections yesterday in Ohio and Virginia. Ohio State Representative Bob Latta defeated Democrat Robin Wyrick with about 57% of the vote. Latta's won the seat his father once held. It fell open earlier this year when Ohio GOP Congressman Paul Gilmore died. In Virginia, another state GOP legislator, Rob Whitman, defeated Democrat Philip Forget with 61% of the vote. That seat was also held by a Republican who died this year. Joanne Davis passed away from breast cancer. Officials in Israel say peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis have officially begun. They were supposed to take place in Jerusalem, but have been moved to an undisclosed location. No reason given for the change. These are the first official peace talks in 7 years. They were jump-started by the Bush administration. The U.S. Sentencing Commission has voted to allow about 19,000 federal inmates to seek cuts in their prison terms for crack cocaine possession. The decision is controversial. The Bush administration strongly opposed it because the decision applies retroactively. But relatives of prisoners say the sentences have been racially unfair. More African Americans are sentenced on crack convictions than white Americans. People sentenced for carrying cocaine powder receive more lenient sentences. Federal District Judge William Sessions says failing to act on this matter would have been particularly unjust. Financial markets in Asia dropped today, taking a lead from yesterday's financial action on Wall Street. Stock traders in New York appear to be unimpressed by the Federal Reserve's decision to cut a key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. They were so unimpressed, the Dow fell more than 2% yesterday. Diane Swonk is chief economist for Mesirow Financial. She says traders want one message from the nation's central bank about how it's going to deal with the nation's growing financial crisis.
It's left financial markets wondering how wedded the Fed is to actually not only stopping the spillover of the financial crisis from Wall Street to Main Street, but averting a larger recession.
In currency trading, the battered dollar dropped slightly against the euro and British sterling. And the International Olympic Committee has officially stripped sprinter Marion Jones of the medals she won at the 2000 Summer Games. Earlier this year, Jones admitted she used banned steroids to enhance her athletic skill. She also admitted she lied about it. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Corva.